Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. It's good to be back with you today. I certainly pray everyone had a great day yesterday, not only with visiting with friends, family, and loved ones, but also in taking time to worship the Lord, to thank God for His Son Jesus and what He's not only who He was, but what He done for us. And it was a wonderful, wonderful day. Today, I just want to kind of touch base with you a little bit about what do we do now? Christmas Day is over. Most of everybody is concentrating on New Year's coming up. And is that where our thoughts should lie? Or should we be taking our next step in fulfilling the will of the Lord? I talked about it yesterday, doing the will of the Lord, following Jesus, knowing who He was, learning more about who He is and what He stood for. And I think it's really relevant to continue on today with that same vein of thought. We need to make sure that Christmas meant more to us than just friends, family, and presents. Those things are important to so many of us, but the Lord is more important to everyone than most people realize. We challenged you yesterday to take a new approach, to start a new avenue of understanding who the Lord is and what He stood for and what He did for us. I pray that those that heard the message yesterday took it to heart, made a concerted effort and a decision to learn more about Christ, what He was about. And today is that first day of making sure you get off on the right foot. It'll do you no good to just say today's the day after Christmas, I'm on my Christmas break, I'm on vacation, and go back to our old ways. Today's a perfect opportunity to make that concerted effort to walk a better walk, talk a better talk, and to live a better life in Christ than we ever have before. This is our day to begin that first step, just like our first baby step. One day at a time, one step at a time. Learning more about Christ. Pick up your Bible. Learn and read it. Bibles are such an important part of your life. You may not realize how important. And at this point, I'd like to say that if there's anyone out there that hears this message that doesn't have a Bible, please contact us. We will send you a Bible free of charge. Our email address is FWM, like Frank William Mary, FWM at Adams with a S dot net, ADAMS dot net, FWM at Adams dot net. You email us, let us know you need a Bible, send us your address, we will get a Bible right out to you. You need to have a Bible to read, to study, to learn from, to get to know the Lord better. It's very, very, very vital that you have a Bible. The Bible is, number one, it's the Word of God Himself. But also, the Bible is the largest selling book in history. Sells more books, more copies of the Bible are sold than any other book. You would think that with the billions upon billions upon billions of Bibles that have been sold, everyone would know who Christ is, but they don't. And so I'd like to make sure that if you don't have one, you call or you email us, we'll get you one. Okay, the first thing you can do to start your daily renewed walk with the Lord and get to know Him better is to take an opportunity every morning, and I think I might have mentioned this on a show once. Every morning when you wake up, take 15 minutes and talk to God. Tell Him what's on your heart. Let Him know how you feel about Him. Let him know what's going on in your life. And then take 15 minutes to just listen. Let God speak to your heart and to your mind. If you do this every day, you'll hear the Lord talking back to you. He'll put it on your heart and on your mind, things that he wants you to understand and to know. Do this every day. Make it a part of your life every day to take that 15 minutes to talk to God. Let him know how you're doing. Let him know what's on your mind. Ask him for help throughout this day. Ask him to help you in your new walk to learn more about his son, Jesus. It's very important. And then, like I said, take 15 minutes to just sit and listen. You'll sit there and you'll think about the things you said. Don't have the TV on, the radio, the newspapers, and all that other stuff. Just silence. Lay in bed if you have to or need to, and just sit and think about it and wait for the Lord to talk to you. You'll learn to understand what he's saying and when he's saying it. This is so important. This is a wonderful, wonderful time, 30 minutes of your life that you will learn to cherish, to where you can't hardly wait to wake up in the morning to have the opportunity to commune with God some more. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying and think that that's the only time you can talk to God. But that's that special time in the morning when you first wake up. What that does is that will teach you to communicate with God better, more on a one-on-one basis. It'll bring you closer to God, and it'll really become a special time for you. But all throughout the day, you can speak to God anytime, doesn't matter when, at work, at play, at home, whatever. You can always talk to God. Make this a special time every day. And what it'll do is it'll start out your day with the Lord on your mind. What better thing is there than to start out your day with the Lord on your mind like that? Instead of waking up and worrying about, oh, I got to go to work, I don't want to do this, or the weather's bad outside, or, oh, the world's in such a mess, blah, 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 blah. Leave those things go. Talk to the Lord. Listen to the Lord. And that'll be the wonderful way to start out the day. You'll find out that after that 30 minutes is up, after a few days of doing this, you just got such a better outlook on stuff. Things become more into perspective for you. And it's a great communion with the Lord. And I urge every one of you to practice this, to do it every day in the morning. Don't do it at night. Do it in the morning when you first wake up, because that's when it's going to be the most advantageous for you to start your day off with the right things on your mind, with the Lord on your mind, talking to the Lord. How much better can it get than that? What a wonderful day to start the day off. And everything will be, I think you'll have a better outlook on life, on your problems, on what's going on around you. Your attitude will be different. Your attitude will be better. It's just a win-win situation for every one of us. And I urge you to do this. That's why I'm taking this time today to bring this message to you, that it's vital to grow closer to the Lord. This is one of the ways to do that. That can be the first step of your new walk, is learning to communicate with the Lord every morning like this. And after a few days, you can add something new to that. Maybe the next thing you do is when you're having lunch, if you're working and you go out for lunch, or you stay in for lunch, whatever it is, make it a practice to pray before you eat. Let people in the restaurants and at your workplace or wherever it is see that you take a few moments to bow your head and to pray to the Lord about blessing the food for you and communicating with you. And after you do that a few times, you'll find that, oh, there's nothing embarrassing about it at all. There's nothing obstructive about it. There's nothing intrusive about it. People respect it. I can tell you firsthand, I one time was in a restaurant. I prayed before I ate. I was by myself. And a lady got up and walked over to me. And she said, sir, can I just tell you that it just really does my heart good to see a man sit and not be ashamed to pray before his meal out in public like this. And, you know, I was so happy that she noticed, because it gave her that added strength of knowing that what she does is reinforced by a witness. The Lord, I'm sure, had her, had me praying there at the right time for her to see me, and it strengthened her resolve. And that's something, and you'll find that after a while, it becomes a thing that you want to do every time you eat. That you just take a few minutes and don't think about what the other people are saying. Most people are going to look at you and respect what you're doing. The ones who don't, that's okay, because you're still doing the will of the Lord. You're practicing your faith and not hiding it from people. And remember, that's what the Lord said about hiding in, you hide a candle under a basket, nobody can see it. And the same way with your faith. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus and you're a follower of the Christ, then you need to let people realize and see who you are and what you are, unashamed of who you are and what you are. And that's so important. It's just so important. I practice that as often as I can when I'm out eating, and when I'm with my family out eating, by myself out eating, anytime. And when I'm with somebody else eating, I tell them, I hope you don't mind if I pray before I eat. And I've never had anybody tell me no. I've had some people say, oh, yeah, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. And so I do. But I've never had anybody say no. And I've had some people ask me why I do it, and I tell them. And that, so see, these little things, little bitty old things, if you start practicing these, taking that 15 minutes in the morning when you wake up, the first thing you do is talk to God, and then you take 15 minutes to listen to God, and then you start praying and openly before your meals in restaurants and places that you're at, you'll notice within yourself that you're becoming bolder. You're not becoming arrogant. You're not becoming, intrusive to anybody, but you're becoming bolder, where you're not ashamed of your faith. You're not ashamed of the gospel. And these little things will help. And as time goes by, you pick up another thing that you start doing. And you'll start realizing that you're communicating with the Lord on such a different level now, that you're starting to understand Him better and learning from Him and reading His Word every day. It's vital that you read the Bible every day. If you're not reading your Bible every day, then you're missing out on just a tremendous opportunity to grow closer to God. And I can't think of anybody I want to grow closer to than the Lord. I don't think you can either. And if you're truly a follower of Christ, you'll want to grow closer to Him. And this is how you do it. You start doing little things that you wouldn't do and didn't do before, and you start reading that Bible every day, a little bit here, a little bit there. It's amazing, amazing how all of a sudden it becomes so much more important to you. Now it becomes a part of your life. Where maybe before it was only on Sunday mornings, and the only part you ever read then was the scripture verse that the preacher was going to talk on for the day. Or what little bit maybe they had in Sunday school that you looked it up. You know, the Bible has to become a personal part of your life, not just a Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon thing. So I hope you've learned something today. God bless you. So glad you could be with us. Join us again in the morning. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.